is how much are they there to work with the Iranians and the Iraqis to keep Iraq intact? And that's a question that did not emerge clearly from yesterday's press conference. And I would simply say, I do not think it is any more in the interest of the United States to do that. The days of an intact...
To do what?
To keep Iraq as a single nation state. I essentially think that has been eclipsed by history.
Dr. Brzezinski, would you agree with that?
I agree with it, but I wouldn't be saying it formally insofar as the United States is concerned. I think that is a fact of life, however. So we have to prop up what can be saved. We can prevent perhaps Baghdad from falling. But Iraq as an entity, viable entity, a national entity, was somewhat of a fiction. And we demolished it starting with 2003.
So listen to you, Doctor, the priorities, the unspoken priorities right now would be save the Kurds in the north. They're our allies. Take care of our friends, the Kurds in the north. Take care of Jordan. Make sure that Israel doesn't launch on its own a nuclear strike against what's going on in Iraq. And basically partition off Iraq and let them go at it. Is that the deal?
And some accommodation with Iran, because Iran can become a source of instability in the region if things get worse between them and us, or it can find some merit and its own national interest being served by some accommodation with us. And of course, as we all agree, I think, Jordan has to be propped up as much as possible, and what happens across the Jordan River is very important for Jordan's stability.